Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Now it's time to get the website, ladies and gentlemen, Craig James Financial. .com vital site as far as information, also the pre-register on the site to get involved with all the webinars and events that come our way, including one tonight at 7 o'clock regarding protecting your identity. Well, you need to know. You've got to be on that one. Yesterday, the Dow shot up 194 at the close. Futures is down slightly, just a couple of points. But your starting point here, 32,432. It's three sessions in a row. It's a good one. S&P, the Dow, and NASDAQ all shot up last recession. That's a good sign. As we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Sir, how are you? All is good.
Good morning, Jay. It's become somewhat apparent now that two stocks tend to dominate. Yes, we had some good action yesterday, obviously. Good way to start the week. We're at the final week. The quarter ends on the 31st. So we're going to take a snapshot of the quarter in a few days. So we'll see. I think the trading will be light going into the quarter and maybe a rally. So we'll see how that looks. But, you know, First Citizen's going to buy Silicon Valley Bank. That's old news, at least large parts of it. I won't say it's buying the whole thing. And that really helped lead the S&P 500 financials sector higher. So it's very under price right now. I see a lot of these banks are trading. The local M&T bank, the old Merchants and Traders Bank, was trading at its all-time low just the other day. So we're starting to see some bottom, some people doing some buying off of these lows, considering that the U.S. government will be backing them. So to tell a little bit more there. So even though they didn't have to pass the same test that the large banks had to. So what that leaves, that becomes apparent that Apple and Microsoft, because other stocks have gotten smaller, Apple and Microsoft have gotten larger. And so now they're taking up a good portion of the S&P 500. So we're looking at Apple. You know, when you look at the S&P 500, you think there's 500 stocks, right? So, but they're not equally weighted. They're weighted by size. So the shrinking of the banking sector makes those companies that are already dominant even more dominant. So what has become more dominant now is Apple, which is 7.2% of the S&P 500. It may get to 10% at some point, and Microsoft, which is another 6%. So 7.26%, when you add that, that's 13. You throw in Google, that's another 4. Now you're at 16%. So those three stocks, almost 20% or one-fifth of the market action is based on those three stocks. You throw in Amazon with about a 2.8% of the S&P 500. So diversified portfolios, you can just throw that idea to the wind when you got 20% of the S&P 500. Over 20% is basically Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Amazon, Alphabet, Google, Microsoft, and Apple. That's it. Those four brings us over well over 20% of the S&P 500. You thought you were buying 500 stocks, an index of 500 stocks, really buying maybe 80%, and then it gets smaller and smaller as you go down some of the names. Even Tesla's 1.7, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway's 1.9% of the S&P 500. So it's just a commentary of where we are these days. Almost like, well, just I should just buy Apple and Microsoft. You know, just why buy the S&P 500? They're ready. When you combine these, you're ready in a good chunk of it. Today we hear from, we get some economic news, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, January, see if home prices are coming down due to high interest rates. We get the consumer confidence. We'll see what that number looks like. The Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index, and wholesale inventories, and we still have supply chain issues. Let's see what things look like in February. That's a leading indicator as well as a lagging indicator. Micron Technologies, Walgreens Boots Alliance also comes in, Lululemon, Calmaine Foods, where are the eggs these days? So that's where we are these days, Jay. The investors are just watching this day-to-day noise as we're going forward into looking for what's really, really matters here. Some of the issues that probably not focusing on is the strength of the U.S. dollar, and maybe not the strength. Is there an alliance trying to get the U.S. dollar off the reserve currency? That's certainly a concern, and we could talk, maybe spend a whole morning session on that, because you know, if you start buying oil in yuan, that's really going to knock the dollar out of the global system. So, and if there's a compendium of countries getting together, that could have a very strong effects on the U.S. as an economy. Also very important tonight, we have 5 steps to protect your online identity. As you know, I haven't been bothered much. Well, they're out there. They've gotten a lot more savvy. The emails, the phishing emails have certainly gotten a lot better. They look like they're actually from either Citibank or PayPal. I've seen a couple of those lately. So we'll be talking about those. And we'll show you some tools that you have to protect you and your family. That's tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock. Nothing to do with stocks, but a lot to do with protecting who you are and your assets, which some of our clients fell into. So we thought we'd put this together. That's tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. If you want to make an IRA contribution, also you need help with that, or you'd like to do that, go give my office a call, 631-393-2888, 631-393-2888. I'll only be talking about IRA contributions over the next 2 weeks, because then the 2022 door will be closed.
So, by the way, such an important topic you're doing tonight about protecting your identity. I'll tell you this much. I recently got my 3 credit reports, okay? And I implore everybody to go get those reports for yourselves, because, you know, on mine, I had like 4 or 5 different addresses, phone numbers I never even, remember.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was mine. I mean, it is so important to zero in and to not have your identity stolen or whatever, and clean up these reports, because, you know, that negates your score in so many different ways. So you're doing a very good thing tonight about protecting your own identity. Very important stuff there. So
glad you mentioned that, Jay. We'll throw a slide on how to check your credit report.
Credit reports,
Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
Check it periodically. And by the way, because of the, you know, pandemic, post-pandemic, you know, they're free. You know, a lot of them are free. So just go to TransUnion, Equifax, and what's the other one? Experian.
Experian. You're not checking your FICO. People are like, oh, I have good credit. I have like a 7-6, whatever. It's not about that. It's about what's being reported on your record.
Excellent point. Craig Ferrentino, the great Craig, and tonight, 7 o'clock. Get on that call. How do you do it? You go to the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's how you ensure your entrance way into all these great webinars and events that come our way. Sir, we'll be watching, and a good one tonight. We'll get on that one.
Thank you for your kind words, Jay. Have a great day.